With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters reporting. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer is calling on Israel to hold new elections, saying Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has lost his way and is an obstacle to peace in the region. Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell says Schumer's criticism of the Israeli government was out of line.
The Jewish state of Israel deserves an ally that acts like one. People of Israel at home and in captivity deserve America's support. And Israel's unity government and security cabinet deserve the deference befitting a sovereign democratic country.
Schumer is the first Jewish majority leader in the Senate and the highest-ranking Jewish official in the U.S. Former Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin says he's going to put together an investor group to buy TikTok after the House passed a bill that would ban the popular video app in the U.S. if its China-based owner doesn't sell its stake. Mnuchin tells CNBC's Squawk Box TikTok should be sold to a U.S. entity, but not to one of the big tech companies.
I think there could be antitrust issues on that, and this should be something that's independent, so we have a real competitor, and users love it, so it shouldn't be shut down.
Mnuchin, who is in the Trump administration, offered no details about who may be in his group or about TikTok's possible valuation. Prosecutors say they're open to delaying the start of Donald Trump's New York hush money criminal trial to give the former president's lawyers time to review evidence that was only recently turned over. On Wall Street, the Dow down by 137 points, the Nasdaq dropped 49, the S&P 500 lower by 14. This is SRN News. A church in Peoria, Illinois, has opened its doors to a hurting neighborhood.
Reachway Church of the Nazarene is a five-year-old church plant that's using its building to help people who need housing and who struggle with substance abuse. With fewer than 50 regular attendees, the congregation raised $12,000 to renovate part of the church building to add a shower, a kitchenette, and clothes closet for donations. The pastor encourages all churches who want to impact their community to have an ear to the ground. Greg Clugston, SRN News.
A Brooklyn preacher known for his flashy lifestyle has been found guilty of wire fraud, attempted extortion, and lying to the FBI. Lamar Miller Whitehead was found guilty of five counts this week after a trial in federal court in Manhattan. Prosecutors argued the preacher let greed overtake him as he looted a parishioner's retirement savings and tried to extort a businessman to fuel his lavish lifestyle. This is SRN News. Democratic Representative Adam Schiff is no longer the leader in the race to become California's next senator.
At latest count, baseball great and Republican Steve Garvey has inched ahead in the primary voting with a lead of just under 5,000 votes. With 85% of ballots counted, it's clear the two will move forward in November in an effort to fill the seat of late Senator Dianne Feinstein. Tayshia Stevens reporting.
Garvey faces a big challenge in the Democrat-controlled state. Republican legislators are close to banning puberty blockers, hormone treatments, and sex change surgery for minors in Kansas over the Democratic governor's expected veto. At least a dozen GOP lawmakers who voted against a ban last year are supporting one this year. The Republican-controlled state Senate expects it to approve a bill today that would bar health care providers from treating minors with puberty blockers, hormone treatments, or surgery. More details at SRNNews.com.